702. Movies.
25 minutes to 2 o'clock, time for movies and what to stream. Get your suggestions in 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. What should we be watching? Let us know. What have you seen? Can be old, can be new, docu, movie, series that you're like, you have to watch this, 702 land. So for today's conversation, we're joined by Adelaide Moyeng, who is a videographer and founder of Movies and Stuff SA. Where can they follow you on the socials?
On Instagram and everywhere else, it's Adelaide Moyeng. But for the Movies and Stuff SA page, it's Movies and Stuff SA on Instagram and Facebook.
There we go. So let's get started with the very first one.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, by the way. And so I'm going to start off fresh with what everybody has, which is Netflix. So we're going to start with those shows. Well, not shows, films, actually. So what I wanted to recommend was Damsel, which I recently had watched. And it's basically just a classic twist on your old school fairy tale.
Yes.
Obviously, we all know a damsel in distress is somebody who gets saved by a male. But in this particular film, it gets twisted on its head. It's being led by Millie Bobby Brown. And it's also starring Angela Bassett. So if you're into action, adventure, fairy tale, dragons, you will definitely love it. I liked it. I liked the twist. I wasn't prepared for it because Netflix sometimes can be quite predictable.
Can I be honest? I've seen the thing on the suggestions, right?
Yes.
And I wasn't keen, but now that I see it's got Angela Bassett and Robin Wright.
I watched it because of that.
That's why I'm going to watch.
I watched it because of that.
Those two are my fighters.
But you'll actually love the plot twist at the end, I promise you.
I'm sold.
And the next film is a really heartwarming film. It's actually called The Beautiful Game, and it's based on real life homeless World Cup tournament that actually happens in the world. So essentially, it's being led by Michael Ward, who is the guy from Top Boy. I'm sure a lot of people know
him
from Top Boy.
Wait, just repeat that again.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes, you heard what I said.
You heard
what I said, right? It's a film about the real life homeless World Cup games. It's a
but
soccer
it's homeless
tournament.
As in it's a tournament for people who are
homeless. Yes. Yeah. So the film itself actually is also trying to raise awareness in real life about the perception that people have towards homeless people. And essentially the tournament happens, I don't know how many times it happens, but it's like a world tournament where all countries all over the world come together and they bring homeless people from their countries to play soccer. And they play good soccer. It's almost like street soccer, essentially. And in the film, there are real alumni from the actual tournament that you see. It's so heartwarming. It will give you goosebumps.
Can I just ask a simple question?
Yes.
So I would hope that some people come out of this not being homeless anymore.
That is what they're trying to aim for, actually. So the film also is raising funds to stop homelessness.
They
have a particular year where they're trying to actually foot the bill for that, so that everybody that has homelessness problems has a place to go, shelters. Also, some of the funds that they're raising from the film goes towards that. So it's an actual real life helpful film. And I love films like that because it makes you feel like you're doing something to actually change the world. And funny enough, in those tournaments in real life, South Africa is a part of one of the top two teams in the world when it comes to the tournament. So it's a really
Oh my God.
It made me want to cry because it was so good. And it mixes things we love as South Africans, which is soccer, obviously, and good acting. You are going to love it. It also does have Bill Nighy. He's from Pirates of the Caribbean. He played Captain Davy Jones. So if you really like him, you'll love him in the film because he actually spearheads the film. And then he's featured with Michael Ward, who's Jamie from Top Boy. So I think you guys will really enjoy it. It's so heartfelt. I loved it.
This next one, I know my mom has been absolutely pushing me to watch it.
Death of a Whistleblower. I cannot talk about this enough. I will talk about it until I am done. It actually won for Best African Film at the Joburg Film Festival recently. And it's actually currently streaming on Amazon Prime. But it's basically, and I don't want to give it away, but the title says most of what you need to know. But it's a one-night stand gone wrong.
Wow.
So it starts off with the one night stand, and from there you really have to stick with it. And it is long, I will warn you, it is long, but it is totally worth it. And it also pays homage to whistleblowers, future, past, and present in South Africa. It will really give you a very in-depth, gritty look at like the lives of whistleblowers themselves. So really loved it. It's got Rob Van Vieren, it's got Nkolo Dlamini, and it's really, really good. Like I can't talk about it enough. South African political thriller, you love it. 10
okay,
out of 10.
Let me not cry for this next one because I'm a millennial and it's like
for me, this is my era. I'm glad. I was taking a risk with this one, but so every time I speak to you guys, I'm going to introduce a classic film or series, and I'm starting off with our series section. And I'm starting off with Living Single. I was too young when Living Single came out.
Girl, firstly, can I just tell you, it was the funniest series, so
I'm
good.
Hooked.
And it was just such a beautiful show. Like, Queen Latifah is a goat. Please, can we continue
honestly,
to put respect on that
honestly,
woman?
Honestly, it's one of the shows, like I said, I was too young to watch it back then, but I realized that a lot of people enjoyed it. So I'm in my phase now where I go back to nostalgic series or shows and films, and I'm hooked. I'm on season 3 as we speak. I'm so obsessed with it. Like, every day I have to watch at least 2 episodes, and it's so relatable, so realistic. The characters, I love the characters. I also, Queen Latifah as well is basically spearheading the show, but she's got so many good castmates that you don't actually feel like it's a Queen Latifah show.
Yes.
It feels like a show that has different characters that you can relate to, and you might even be one of those characters yourself. Like, now that I'm in the same age that they are in, I kind of get it, and it's so great, and I get the jokes, and I don't have to feel weird because they're doing adult stuff. So it's awesome, awesome. I can't talk about it enough. It is on Apple TV for those that want to stream it as well. But I'm in love with it. I love it. I even know the intro song. Like, I know how to sing it.
Now
I know
we're living. I'm single.
In a 90s kind of world, I'm glad I got my girls. I'm like, yes.
Such
time.
A beautiful cast. Please all
love
go
it.
Take a look. And you know what's nice though about watching shows you did grow up with?
Yeah.
You suddenly get the jokes in a different way. You suddenly like, oh, that's what they were saying. And
you
also the hidden meanings.
Yes.
Of things that are more woke. Sometimes
yes.
there are deep messages, particularly in sitcoms
and comedies.
They
were woke before woke was a thing.
Yeah.
Honestly,
definitely.
And the way that they tackle some of these very sensitive topics is very fresh, and it's very, how can I say, hard-hitting.
Yes.
in the way that they discuss it. There's no hiding away from the realities
yes.
of some of the things that they discuss. So I really, really love it. I would really recommend it for people who want to go back to something classic that they haven't seen in a while. I'm sure you've even forgotten some of the episodes. So
yeah, of course
when you watch it again, you're going to be so shocked. Every time I'm on I'm like, oh, this is so amazing. But definitely something I really want to recommend. And another show that I recently just finished was The Gentleman, which is on Netflix. And it's basically a spin-off of Guy Ritchie's film, The Gentleman. That had Matthew McConaughey. So if you really like crime dramas, you will definitely love it. And he's got a couple of projects that are actually coming out this year, so I'll obviously talk about those closer to when we get there. But I absolutely love The Gentleman. 10 out of 10 action, crime. It's a mixture between aristocrats and mob bosses just basically merging together. So, so good. So hilarious, but so on the edge. Never quite know what's going to happen, which gives me anxiety, but I like it. That's Guy Ritchie for you, honestly. So if you loved Rock and Roller and Snatch, you will definitely love The Gentleman. It's out on Netflix. Fully enjoyed it. 10 out of 10.
All right. Then the Three Body Problem. I saw Three Body Problem also sort of coming through. But am I wrong that it's sci-fi?
It is sci-fi. So I
wasn't in a sci-fi mood, but I'm willing to give it a chance.
It's okay. I will warn you. If you're not a sci-fi fan, don't do it. Okay. But if you are a sci-fi fan, you should go into it. And also, I must warn you that it is a slow burn. So this first 3 episodes will make you feel like, no man, can they, when are we getting to what's happening? But it
yes.
picks up, and it picks up hard.
Yes.
It's from the producers of Game of Thrones, so you will see a lot of Game of Thrones characters. But it basically starts off with all the greatest scientists in the world are being murdered.
Mm.
But nobody understands why. And they're being murdered in a sequence of numbers all over the world that doesn't quite make sense. And it also just poses the question of, are we alone? And that's all I want to say, because I don't want to give it away too much. But if you are into sci-fi, you will enjoy it. You will love it. Like I said, slow burn. So give it time. you know.
Okay.
But
okay.
But yeah, if you are part of that, then I think you will definitely like it. And the
in
other
closing,
show,
I want to hear about Loot. Tell me
okay,
about
okay.
Loot.
Okay, okay. I love Loot. I know a lot of people are weird about it, but Loot is actually a comedy series on Apple TV, and it's starring Maya Rudolph. You guys might know her from SNL, and I loved it. So basically, Loot is, without giving away too much, starts off with Maya Rudolph, who plays Molly, and she's actually married to the third richest billionaire in the world, and they're about to have a divorce, which is about to make her the richest ex-wife in the world. She's going to be worth $87 billion in the film.
Why does this sound like art imitating Jeff Bezos' divorce?
You're kind of getting it. Yeah. And so she now, because she's been the woman behind the man for so long, she now has to find out what her purpose in life is. So she doesn't know what to do. And in the first series, the first season, you basically follow her trying to figure that out. But season two just dropped on Wednesday, and I was hooked. So hilarious, but also so like heartwarming. And it's a break from serious things. Like, if you really want to watch something lighthearted and not too serious, I think you'll really love it. And her self-discovery is something that a lot of people can relate to, rich or poor. You'll understand that at some point in your life, you want to get back into something that actually fulfills you. So definitely you'd enjoy it if you like something like that.
Can I tell you some interesting trivia about Maya?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, her mom was the late Minnie Riperton.
Yeah.
And her very last recorded performance, she shouted out her children in the song, "Loving you is easy because you're beautiful." Do 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 do. So she started singing, "Do do 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 Maya," and singing her children's names as if she knew that
time was coming.
Yeah, isn't that?
It is, but what? It makes me feel so sad for her.
No, I mean, listen, she has an icon of a mom and a fantastic career.
I agree. And so many children. I was so, so shocked when I realized.
How many children does she have?
I think she's got like 5. And on SNL, she was pregnant throughout all of the pregnancies doing skits. So brilliant. I thought she was joking, but she was in character so well that I didn't realize that she was pregnant, but she's so amazing.
Absolutely.
I love her.
Brilliant.
Humor.
Thank you so much for all of your recommendations. Find Adelaide Moyeng on the socials, Movies and Stuff SA.
Yep.
Search it and you'll be able to follow her there.